People are at last cottoning on to the idea that in an online world, not all information is equal. In the political world, they can see that issuing policies and persuasive views via one stream of information is useless if the voters they are seeking to woo look for the information they want somewhere else entirely. And the same is true in the corporate world. Company boards tend to operate not off reams of board papers these days, but instead off portals they can access from their tablets. But this risks more confusion. There is one fundamental of the online world that is often underestimated, and that is the way information works. The reason that newspapers struggle is not because of the quality, perceived or otherwise, of their stories, features and news. It is because of the way people seek information out online. Once upon a time, the reader would unfurl their newspaper at the breakfast table and gaze widely over a huge range of content. They would pick up the sports results and the coverage of the games while also noticing out of the corner of their eyes that something else of interest had occurred. Their goal was to read widely. Information online is utterly different. People go for precisely what they are interested in and drill down to that alone. There is no extraneous, interesting stuff to catch their eye. And progressively, two things happen. Their focus is narrow and effective. Their overall knowledge of what is happening elsewhere is hugely diminished. The same effect can be seen from the use of sat-nav. People can find their ways to their destination with great efficiency, but no longer using traditional maps, they have little idea of what else is out there. And this is now hampering the effectiveness of boards of directors. Having the board papers on their tablets has made a huge and efficient change to the way they access the information they depend upon for updates and decision-making. But they can also be fooling themselves. Independent Audit, the consultants, recently issued some pointers to both pitfalls and advantages. They suggest that companies really need to assess the experience of reading hundreds of pages, probably over a short period of time, on a tablet. The way information is provided and absorbed has a critical influence on a board's effectiveness, they say. And the assumptions, like everything else when comparing the experience of online and hard copy, are very different. They warn against dismissively assuming it's just like reading the papers on paper. As they point out, it's not. The eye and brain work differently when picking up information on screen, even if it still looks like a paper, they say. This rapidly turns into a nightmare, and before long, and not for the first time, the individual directors are lost. If the task becomes more difficult, says Independent Audit, naturally the reader starts swiping through, making their review much less thorough and possibly risking important points being missed. And while some people will adapt reasonably well, others simply don't see any point in complaining. No one will know who has become lost in the process. The assumption that all information is equal, regardless of the way it is presented, and regardless of the way that the user is accessing it, is a very dangerous one, particularly in a world where directors are supposedly striving to be ever more fair, balanced, and understandable. By all means, keep taking the tablets, but stay aware of the many warnings about side effects.